everyone, and welcome once again to our lockdown devotions. We certainly miss you all dearly, and we definitely trust that our blessed Lord is keeping you all and is providing for your every need in Christ Jesus. Today, I'll be leading us in our first devotion in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. I'm only going to read one verse and just try to highlight for us the key truth that he wants us to focus on today as a church. And the verse that I'm going to read is verse 5. It says, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." Today we're looking at the church and her doctrine. And I want us to know that our doctrine is very important. The doctrine that you believe, the doctrine that you hold on to is very important. We see this in verse 3. The Apostle Paul pleads with Timothy that he stays in Ephesus to charge these certain men who were teaching false doctrine. In fact, in chapter 4, verse 1, the Apostle Paul is going to say that this doctrine was actually the teachings of the spirits, the teaching of demons. So the Apostle Paul says, friends, our theology and our doctrine is important. So something that we pick up here is that these men were promoting a speculation and bringing about controversy because they were building doctrines from myths that they derived from the genealogies that were found in the Torah. These men were Gnostics, similar to those that we will find in the book of Colossians. So the Apostle Paul here saying, Timothy, I want you to guard yourself and guard the church from these false teachings. So what do we note from verse 5? Verse 5, he says this. He says that if we as a body are holding to sound doctrine, we will be united. We will be united because we are together in a sincere faith. We are held together in pure love that stems from the sincere faith because we all share in the Spirit of God. But the problem is this, folks. If I'm not soaked within the scriptures, then I am vulnerable to be caught in false doctrines. Then I am vulnerable to be deceived by the deceiver and all the ideologies and false doctrines that he is promoting. So friends, what doctrine do you hold on to? We notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, the Apostle Paul challenges Timothy, Timothy, hold tightly to the sound teachings that you learned from when you were young. Friends, my challenge to you, my challenge to myself is that I am to hold tightly to the sound teachings of the scriptures. What are those teachings? The person and the work of Jesus Christ. The centrality of his work, which is the gospel. Friends, let us hold tightly to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anything that contradicts that, let's confront it as error and let's oppose it, for it is not of God, it is of the evil one, the deceiver. So I trust that you are blessed and have a blessed time with your families.